is Cyril Mashko, and you're listening to the Russian Jazz Podcast, which I'm recording right here in Moscow, Russia. Flugelhorn player German Lukianov is a legend of Russian jazz scene. Since 1962, his every next group or album rates among the most listened to and most disputed jazz recordings in Russia. German Lukianov just turned 70. He was born in 1936 in St. Petersburg to a Navy officer family. Lukianov studied at Moscow State Conservatory of Music with the great composer Aram Khachaturian. German's interest in jazz made him to abandon the career in classical music. His early 1960s experiments in small groups, especially his bassless trios, made him a reputation of a strong jazz composer and a highly non-standard, off-the-beaten-paths performer. His attempts to fuse the intonations of Russian musical folklore and the depth of Russian classical music into his jazz compositions led him to the creation of Kadans, one of Russia's premier jazz formations in 1970s and 80s. Kadans performed countrywide and visited Europe in mid and late 1980s. Its four classic LPs with Lukianov's unique originals and arrangements were still in demand among jazz collectors well into CD era. Described by Lukianov himself as chamber jazz ensemble, Kadans was one of Russia's most interesting jazz outlets of the late Soviet era. German Lukianov first visited the United States when he was 68 as a member of Igor Butman Sextet. He is still in great shape as a performer, though from flugelhorn he switched to an even more exotic alto horn, the one that he assembled himself from an old orchestral alto, a trombone bell, and a self-made mouthpiece. Lukianov celebrates his 70th birthday with a series of concerts in Moscow, but the fundamentals of his reputation still lie in his early records from the 1960s. We're listening to a 1967 live recording made during one of the first Moscow jazz festivals. This is the famous German Lukianov's bassless trio. Vladimir Vasilkov plays drums, Leonid Chizhik plays piano, and German Lukianov is on flugelhorn. The theme structure and intonation imitates a typical Russian prayer, the kind of a prayer you can hear in any Russian Orthodox Christian church. Remember, this was 1967, the height of Soviet rule in Russia. Communists never liked Christian symbols. That's why even an instrumental piece called The Prayer could not make it to the vinyl in the Soviet Union, given the fact that the record production was controlled by the communist government. German Lukianov knew he should rename his piece, and that arguing about that was pointless. That's why he called this piece Pointless Talks. Thank you. This was the Russian Jazz Podcast. My name is Cyril Moskow. Talk to you next week. Bye.